It's Normal PD's Community Service Officer, Greg Leopold, here on Wake Up Normal.
And for the final time this year, or in our
show.
He joins us now. Welcome for the final show.
Yes, it's great to see you guys. I'm so glad to be here, honestly.
Well, we're glad to have you as always. And first things first, we'll talk about, I guess, some of the upcoming enforcements, and then we'll just reflect back.
We can reflect back. Yeah, that would be great. Actually, we'll talk because the Distracted Drivers Awareness Month finished Tuesday, and I talked to the lieutenant, and he's having a hard time counting that high as to how many citations we got. He was well over 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Of just cell phone tickets. It went on 6 hours a day was the enforcement, and we had to write six a day. So I'm guessing he's only about halfway done. So I won't be here, or you guys won't be here either, but to report on the final numbers. But he said he was well over 1,000.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's a lot. And upcoming details, the good thing is that you guys are quieting down for the end of the semester. Next week starts finals, right? Next Monday. So this weekend is usually Friday night's a pretty busy night. We have a higher back coming in Friday night, and then Saturday's a higher back, but not quite as much. You guys like to start studying Saturday. So and then you're done next week.
Yeah, I was gonna say big thing for, you know, graduation, since it's gonna be completely packed with, you know, traffic everywhere.
Yeah, so you guys, ISU does a wonderful job of putting things together as far as getting directions to parents and visitors that are in the town. All I can say is that if you're listening, just tell the people coming into town to follow the signs, because they do. They really do do a great job. They'll put them all up on probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, right before graduation starts. And they are very, it's just like move-in. Now, Chief Woodruff has made it into a science, and it is so efficient, and so is graduation. We haven't had problems for graduation in probably 2 years. I mean, major problems, traffic or anything like that. And I think your departments, my daughter graduates on Saturday night at 8 o'clock at night. So I think they diffuse all the graduations across a couple days, and that helps a lot too. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have everyone just going trying to get somewhere one place at one time.
No,
that's when you get traffic nightmares.
And that's how it was when I graduated. I graduated in the arena, and oh my goodness, it was packed. It was hot, and there was 15,000 people coming in for graduation, and there were 5,000 of us, I think. Close to 5,000. They did one graduation at one time, and now they've diffused it, so it's a lot better.
Would have walked out after I got my diploma.
I did. I literally walked off the stage and out the exit on the other side. So.
So the other thing we'll talk about is, of course, you've been coming here, of course, all year and last year. And
I think I was talking to Vince. I think it's been at least 3 years. The fall of 16 is when I started coming in the morning.
Wow.
Somebody called and said, we want to talk to a police officer. And I said, okay, that's me. I'll come in. And, yeah, it's been so much fun. I think this is a very important part of my duties, to come in and hang with you guys. And, you know, I'm not one to try to, you know, I'm pretty transparent is what I, and I want the department to be transparent. The chief wants the department to be transparent. So when we talk about this stuff, it's not so we can go out and hose ISU students. It's so you guys know to expect us in increased enforcement and stuff like that, and take precautionary measures before that. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, yeah, looking back on your time here, not even just here at the station, but your time as a police officer, what is your best moments, your craziest moments, the whole thing?
So my craziest moment, I always tell the story of the young man. Man is a nice term for this guy, but he just got out of prison, and he tried to take my gun right before my oldest, who's graduating Saturday, was born, like within days. And he tried to take my gun on duty, and he didn't want to go back to jail because I was arresting him for beating up his girlfriend. That's why he went to prison in the first place. And that was the scariest moment of my career, having someone try to obviously take your gun. It was right before your daughter, your first baby. I didn't know she was a daughter at the time, but right before she was born. Craziest chasing naked people. That's always.
Oh, I'm sure there's been a fair share of those.
As you laugh, yeah, we chasing crazy people or chasing naked people. Going to naked people calls is also very interesting. When you have the call of someone needing a handcuff key to get out of a predicament they put themselves in. I've been to three or four of those. Those are pretty fun or interesting, I should say. And, you know, the best part of the job is interacting with you guys. I mean, seriously, it's interacting with the public. How about I take it away from, you know, Z&D, but interacting with the public is always the most fun. I want people to leave my interaction with them like, hey, that's a normal cop, no pun intended, a normal cop that we is pretty cool. Even if they don't remember my name, they remember that I was normal PD, and the next guy or gal that's a normal PD officer that comes across them are like, they're not so bad, you know. That's my goal. So, and the interactions with the community is one of my favorite things.
Well, thank you for coming in all year and for the past multiple years. And right now, actually, we have a little gift right there for you. We
yeah,
have
I see that. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to wear this. I'm serious. I can't. I live in T-shirts. I live in T-shirts, as you might expect. But so yeah, this is awesome. Thank you very much.
WZ&D T-shirt around
Yeah,
town
should
now.
I open the card now or should I wait?
Oh, well, up to you.
I'll open it now. I should open the card first before looking at the present, though. Oh, my gosh. You guys, you didn't need to do this. That's fantastic. Yeah. All you guys sign it. Gina, Steve, we got Paul, we got Vince. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much. It means
you're
a lot
awesome.
To me.
I can't thank you enough for coming on in all semester for the past few years.
My pleasure.
Enjoy retirement. Well deserved.
Thanks, guys.
Really quick, before you go, what's the first thing you're going to do?
What's the first thing I'm going to I can't say it on air. How about that? We'll shut it down and I'll tell you. And then you guys decide whether or not you want to tell what I said.
All right.